All right, we've got a fantastic question here about how to be a parent of 7 kids. This is pretty incredible by itself, in a consistently messy house, and how to actually make the time to, you know, do other things, write her book in this case, and, you know, wondering what to do about this crazy situation, where no one seems to be pulling their weight, no one's taking responsibility, and all the work is left to you. And I would like to know more about this situation, because to me it seems entirely unreasonable that you have to do all this work for 7 people. Now, without having talked to you personally, I don't want to make assumptions here. I will say a few things anyway, just in case they help. And I'll also get to the point about your book as well. First of all, let's talk about your book. All right. What I personally find, and I don't have kids, but I have lived with other people, and I have lived with people who don't pull their weight, and I have been in all sorts of situations with different amounts of people and different living environments. And basically, my policy personally was to get up really early, and I still do this now, get up super early in the morning before anyone else is awake and do my work then, do my writing. So the things that are most important, I do them first thing in the morning, so that it's out of the way. You know, it's not like I'll do everyone else's stuff, clean the whole house, do all this other stuff first, drain all my energy, and then finally, if I got a spare moment, I'll do my thing. No, do what's important to you first thing in the morning. If these people don't appreciate you and they're taking advantage of you, you shouldn't be giving them all of your energy first thing in the morning. You know, so get up early. Go to bed early as you can, get up early and do that. That'll make you feel better, because you're prioritizing important things, you know. Not saying cleaning's not important, it is, but let's do your passion first thing in the morning when you have the energy for it. So you can just get up, nice cup of tea or whatever it is you like to drink, and then get on with it straight away. I recommend 2 hours in the morning or an hour and a half. And if you make a solid commitment to do it every day for a good sizable chunk of time, you will be able to pull it off. And if you have to live in a messier house or whatever in order to do that, I think that's fair enough, honestly. Because this is how you're going to get out of the situation. This is how you're going to, you know, create the life you want, is by prioritizing the things that matter most to you. And so that's if you just do that one thing, do your most important stuff first thing in the morning before anything else, that's going to change your life right there. When it comes to other people, if these are your children, which it sounds like they are, I would really have a meeting with each person individually and set down some serious boundaries. My parents, they didn't give me anything unless I did some work around the house. You know, like I had to do the vacuuming and mow the garden and like do the dishes, and there's tons of stuff that I had to do, and they wouldn't let me out of the house, and they wouldn't give me any money or anything unless I did those things. They said, you can't just eat what you want and just wander around and slob about, you have to do some work. And I didn't like it. I thought it was nasty. I complained and said other parents didn't like that, you know, weren't like that, and it wasn't fair and all the rest of it. But I went along with it because I want to eat food and I want money and I want to go out. So I did it anyway. you didn't ask for parenting advice. You don't seem to think we can help you with it, but that's what I would do. Just giving it to you anyway, because I think it's important. Do not let people do this. Let people, you know, walk all over you. And it give them character. If it wasn't for my parents being hardcore with me, I wouldn't have had the self-discipline to have the life I have now. So I think it's super important if you're in a position that you just lay it down hardcore with some clear guidelines and consequences if things are not followed through. I understand that's hard to do if things have been sliding for such a long time. And tell them, you know, you're doing your 2 hours in the morning first, and if nothing else is ready till after that, fair enough. That's they have to figure it out. And also on another level, when it comes to cleaning and tidying, I've found that there's ways that things get done faster than others, and I'm sure you've probably worked a lot of this out already. But sometimes doing things in big batches and doing things, just leaving things a bit longer and then doing them in one go and things like that, there's normally ways of doing them that aren't necessarily quite as good, but they take like half the time. Like I've noticed, if I sweep the floors once every other day, it doesn't really make that much difference. If I do it every day, it just doesn't take me as much time because I don't have to do it every day. So I personally value my creativity higher than I value constantly cleaning the house. So I'll just put things off a little bit. I'm not living in, you know, in a terrible mess. I like things nice and tidy and clean. But I will often do it in a like big chunk once in a while. So that would be my advice. I really feel, for your self-respect, people shouldn't be treating you like that at all, and you deserve to be doing the things that are important to you first thing in the morning. I think if you're on our training and you know you're a superhero, God bless you. Do you know what I mean? You're a super special soul. People should respect you, and you know you deserve help, frankly. I'm feel a little bit feisty about this because I just doesn't feel right that people don't appreciate you and show up for you and give you thanks for what you're doing. I think you're a legend. You're helping people out. It's only fair, and not just fair, but just karmically balanced that you are looked after. So put your important things first for yourself. If it's relevant, speak to each person individually and be hardcore with them. Lay it down. And if things need to slide a little bit in your house and it's chaos, that's fair enough. If you have to shut the door and say, no one's allowed to interrupt me for the next 3 hours, I'm not interested, I think that's fair enough. You've got to have guidelines. It sounds to me like other people aren't respecting you and your guidelines. You're allowing something unpleasant to happen by going along with it. So I think it's time to set some boundaries, basically, in a good way. This isn't like us versus them. It's just like bring Dharma back into the situation fully. If you want to ask more questions, go into some details, I might be able to share more. But I hope that helps. And I hope I haven't said anything out of line here because I don't know the situation, but that's just my overall feeling about it. So I think you're a legend. Do your work for 2 hours a day, first thing in the morning, and let us know how it goes.